Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program. It is the spiritual breakfast, and this is our interview segment on this day, the 13th of Rabiul Akhir, 1447. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Maulana Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khair.
Our topic today is Middle East peace plan. Mufti Saab, over the weekend, many people have been losing hope as they've discovered that Hamas is willing to give up the hostages. Is this the end of Palestine? Is it even possible according to Quran Sharif and Ahadith?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today is the 13th of Rabiul Akhir, 1447 in South Africa and few countries. In majority, 90% of the countries, today is the 14th already. Hence tonight you will see the full moon shining in its glory and beauty called Laylatul Badr. We have some sad news. Let's start with that. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Hazrat Maulana Bashir Ahmad Diwan, a senior alim, mashallah, in New Zealand, Auckland, 94, 95 years old, passed away yesterday. Before Zohar was his janaza, I went to New Zealand thrice, and always I would spend an hour or so with him. He was Hazrat Shaykhul Islam, Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani, Nawwarullah Marqadahu's Khalifa. When he asked him a little bit, and you know, like really pushed him, he said, name a murid who I said, but no, I think, said he said, but that, yeah, he is also one of the khulafa, but he didn't want to like disclose it to everybody. So very, very great figure. I sent out his biography this morning with all the other stuff, so you should read it. Very good it is. Second one is a very tragic incident. When we were at Darul Newcastle, there was one teacher, Mufti Fayazur Rahim. He also passed away. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. He joined Darul in 93. And then after Maulana Sema passed away, 2007-2008, then he was removed anyway. So all that happened, you see, he opened his own madrasa day in Dhanakol. So his son's name is Hamad, also Maulana. And then his son-in-law is also Maulana Hamad. So we're speaking about his son-in-law. So this Thursday night that passed, the son-in-law Maulana Hamad, he was abducted, kidnapped, Allah alone knows. And then nobody knew what had happened. Then Friday night they found the car and they found him, that he was tied, he was stabbed, and very gruesome details. We don't want to go into that, but a very, very tragic story, you see. And then on Saturday night after Maghrib or so, they had janaza salat in Hilal Masjid. They say three people are arrested, one white guy and two Indian guys, and they had the credit cards and other money and what have you on them. So Allah alone knows best what are the details, but for us it's very sad, you know, that today we hear of our Muslims, what things they are doing, you know, some committing suicide, some getting murdered, and you know, and all in our country, South Africa. Allah have mercy on us, Allah make our khatima on iman. To understand the whole picture, we must put four or five things first. You see, this Friday, the 10th of November, the 10th of October. So I've been there also with Allah's help, you know, Oslo. Oslo is the capital of Norway. So then they're going to announce the Nobel Peace Prize winner. So Trump is pushing that something must happen so he can give credit. He's an egoist, narcissist, nothing to do with sincerity or something. So therefore, he's pushing Hamas, he's pushing the Israelis and so forth, the meeting in Sharm el-Sheikh. For you, Mozaid, you should know this. I've been there also. We spent one, two nights there. And then from there, we went to Mount Sinai, you know. And then when we came back, I fastened the haram there and went for Umrah. So the people were very amazed from Sharm el-Sheikh, we fastened the haram, you know. So it's not Sharm el-Sheikh. You know, there's Egyptians that when they speak normal, they'll say, hey, anadhahibun anadhabu ilal masjid. They'll make the jim a gaf. But when they read Quran, they're the best Quran reciters. Whether we like, don't like, there's a separate issue. But the truth is that. So then they masters in that. So same thing, it's not Sharm el-Sheikh. It is Karamul Sheikh. So there must be one old Baji there 100, 200 years ago, and he ate all his, you understand, vineyards and grapes and what have you, and all this. Like you now, you get in Paarl and Stellenbosch in Cape Province, Cape Town and so forth. So wonderful, beautiful if you've been there. So that is what you're, and the beach is there and foreigners are full there. So now he said, okay, you'll go there. And the Hamas delegation arrived last night. The Jutta's arriving this morning. And there'll be indirect talk. So the Americans will be there. Vodkov is there. And Kushner, the son-in-law, Harami is there. And there might be Rubio and Allah alone knows what other Haramis are there. So there'll be indirect talks. Like, you know, they will be mediating. We can do this. We can't do this and all. The main reason for pushing and putting pressure on Israel, also Hamas, we know they are forever putting pressure, is that he wants something to be done by Tuesday, Wednesday, latest Thursday, because before the announcement is made, you see. So that is his real aim and objective. So we should know that. That's one point. Number two is this. We all know what is Israel's objective. Israel's objective is what? Greater Israel. Palestine is no more, became Israel. Capital is gone, it became their capital. Now they are busy with that Eretz Israel, greater Israel. Just think now in the weekend what happened. Simple example I give you. So you must remember Syria. So Syria, if you know, I've been there 3-4 times. The Golan Heights is already occupied by the Israelis. With this idiot there, Julani, so you must remember that they took so much other land, twice the size of Gaza. You see that? And the highest point, the Hermon or whatever. So that also is in Israeli control. And they finished their navy and everything up. So now they say elections there and all that. So slowly, slowly, when Israel speaks of peace, it's not P-E-A-C-E, it's P-I-E-C-E. So now we take peace of Palestine, we take peace of Syria, we take peace of Lebanon, we'll take part of peace of Saudi Arabia, peace of this country, this country, this country. So Eretz Israel must become a reality. And everybody must be subdued by us. We will be the Amir and the leader and so forth. See, I give you an easy example. Nobody can dispute it in the world. Unless you're a moron, then it's different. So Qatar has Americans, they're 10,000, right? So now you must remember that they come and Israel fills their diesel, petrol, whatever they require there in the Uday base of Qatar. Because America, Israel, you know, is like one day. So, and then they bomb Qatar. Imagine the shame and disgrace for the Qatari Murtad, Haramis, Munafikin. The people come in your country, fill the petrol or diesel or whatever they require for their jets and missiles and dust and drones and what have you, and then they bomb your own country. So what the shame do you have? What ghairah do you have? These Saudis, Najdis, Wahhabis, Kafir, same thing. If you know anything in the news, so this week here is the Riyadh season. That is why Sheikh Abu Talib, the Salih Abu Talib, so you must remember they put him in jail. That khutbah we translated, we know. That he said that all this in the name of Tarfih. So Tarfih means Wizaratul Tarfih, the Ministry of Entertainment. Turkey is running it. Pakka Murtad. So he announced we're going to have fun and games and entertainment for everybody. Today, wallah, I got Quran in front of me. That person, one student of mine, he sent me, he said that look at it, some porn star and some lady worse than a prostitute and so forth. She was given visa to come there and so forth. You see? And they got comedians there. And the comedians are mocking the hijab and niqab. So now, what you speak of Saudi Arabia? Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to make dua for Najd. Najd is your Riyadh, capital. Is your Qasim, is your High Hill. All that areas are Najd. So why? Because there the fitan will come. And you can see the fitnas today in front of our eyes. So that's Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore the Master alayhi salam refused to make dua for them. So now they think by being pelly-pelly with America and with Israel, then they will progress. They don't know what the results will be. They will take there and see if you go Medina. I've been there, so nobody have to teach us. Ka'ab bin Ashraf, the Yahudi, his grave is preserved. The Yahudi's grave is preserved in Medina. You understood, Ka'ab bin Ashraf? And you see Muslim graves and all that, when these Wahhabis took over, and Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab and that, they flattened all the graves. You must remember, the Azwaj Mutahara, the Banatun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, everything. But the Yahudi grave they left behind. So people are just like sheep, you know, follow the Pied Piper. They don't understand these things. Not don't understand, they don't want to understand. And our ulama also, half of them don't understand these things. Yeah. So we must understand the real politics, as you call it, to understand what is happening. Now come to Hamas. So who's standing with Hamas? For me personally, I think it's a very good move they did. So now they know their people are getting killed daily, 50, 100, all these type of things. Yeah. So now Netanyahu and Trump say, we want the hostages. They say, fine, we will give you the hostages. But how the hell can we give you your hostages when you are bombing us? So when we give you the bomb, so then the bombing has to stop and there has to be a ceasefire. So that's one. And both parties agreeing on that. Then they will say, Hamas are masters in this. If you know Khalid, the Harami, he's a South African. And the Hamas and them captured him, you see. And in Gaza is small. They made the Jutlas go round and round and round for 5 years. So you must remember that. They couldn't find him, and then they had to release 100, 200, 500 prisoners. And then, so you, Hamas has been through all these things here. So they will say, okay, these are the hostages we have, but you bomb so much day and night and all that, the others will have to look for them, the dead or the alive. So what they will do, they play for time. So you must remember this type of thing. So it's not a foolish move. You see, people don't understand politics and all this. So they are masters of the game. You must remember that. Today is 2 years exactly. 7th October, you must remember, 2023. Today is 6th October. So you can say 2 years exactly. So now, and America, and Israel, and India, and Europe, and all this harami, still they can't defeat Hamas. Show me one Muslim country, one Arab country could have achieved that. 90% of Europe now is standing with who? With Hamas, with Palestine. You know, in Italy, more than 200,000 people march in the weekend. So you must remember that. The flags of Palestine are flying in every capital almost in Europe. So is that not a big thing? So you must remember all this. People are fed up with Israel and they're seeing all that and they're kicking them out from their restaurants and hotels and so forth and so on. So Hamas will say, you bombed them. So we lost contact with them. We don't know where they are. We have to go look for them. You can't look for them. You don't know what the hell is here. So that's a good tactic. So we'll agree. But now we have to look for them. Understood? So half we give you now, half we'll give you when we find the bodies. So in that another 2-3 months, 6 months can go and all that. You think Hamas is so foolish just to give all the hostages and have no trump card? Come off it, man. You understand that even a child wouldn't do. You must remember this type of things. So it's a brilliant move. Al-Harbu Khud'a. So you must remember that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authentic hadith in Mishkan Sharif. What is war against your enemy? So the one who is the most shrewdest, you see that? The one who can deceive the enemy and so forth. And so the Jutla is thinking, but always it backfires on them. Because you must remember, Allah said in the Quran, chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. The Jutlas will never ever find peace, you must remember. See, I break it down, you understand, because we've got very limited time, into three different scenarios. The utopian, the ideal suggestion will be that we wipe off Israel from the surface of this earth. But for that, you need mujahideen. Today I sent out something. If you see it there, I sent it out to the groups, I sent it out on the status, I sent it out to our website, all that. Those flotilla ships that were going, boats that were going. So now, they intervened, they intercepted all that. So one of them, they couldn't start it, and all these things there. You understood? So then the real driver, pilot, whatever you want to call driver, so he said, let me start it, I know how to do it. He said, as soon as he started it, the siren went on. He reckoned that Israeli guys started urinating in his pants. He said, there's a time I realized that these guys are not soldiers, these guys are just El Baitul Ankabut. They are just like the web of a spider, spider's web. You see that? And I sent it out. So you must remember that these guys are just spaza soldiers, like, you know. They're not real soldiers in that. Imagine a siren goes on and you're wetting your pants and everything in front of everybody. So this is how they are. And you must remember these things there. So Israel has to be wiped off the map. We hate the Shias, everything, but sometimes Shaitan also gives a good suggestion. They said, we will never agree to the two-state solution. Iran said. And our Sunni countries, your Saudi Arabia, your Emirates, your Jordan, your Egypt, your Pakistan, and your Turkey, and all of them, Morocco, Bahrain, all murtad haramis, if you ask me. So you must remember that if they're not murtad, they're munafiq, or they're ghaddar and traitors. So one of the three they'll fit in. So you must remember that. So if you really want peace, you have to get rid of the cancer. The cancer is Israel. But that can only happen if the Arab countries unite, if the Arab, Egypt, haramis, but they made a brilliant suggestion. They said that we, the Arab countries, must have like a NATO force. All the Arab countries unite with our armies and so forth. An attack on one is an attack on all. Who vetoed it straight away? Saudi Arabia and Qatar and Emirates and so forth. You see? So I'm telling you, the utopian, the ideal one. But that won't happen now. It'll happen in future, but now it won't happen. Because the iman is missing, the ikhlas is missing, the everything is missing, basically. So second one will be, okay, that we have some sort of ceasefire. We're not going to recognize you. That is a difference, a big difference, between PA, Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, Nana Murtad Harami, and Hamas. Hamas says we don't. You remember, Qala Ismail, Lanna Atarif bi Israel. We will never recognize them. You know the famous words he said. So here the question comes, a ceasefire, but we don't recognize you. You carry on with your work, we carry on with our work, and so forth and so on. So if that happens, so we, Hamas is warned again. You see that? So the, and this Mahmoud Abbas and them, Hamas says, okay, they can rule this, that, because they don't want foreigners to rule them. They don't want Trump, or they don't want Tony Blair or any other haramis to come there and so forth and so on. So when you are, it's easy for me to sit on our sofa and just make comments and all this kind of thing. They on the field, they know what it is to lose your children, to lose your family, to lose everything and so forth and so on. Just see, because the attention of the Israeli haramis were on the flotilla boats and all that. So then our guys went for fishing and they took out thousand fish from the ocean. Even that they couldn't do when the attention of the police and army is on them. See how Allah Ta'ala works, you understand? So now at least many people will get eat for a few days and so forth. So that is, and six South Africans are still there. You must remember that that's the latest figure from Durko. I heard the interview now. So six South Africans are still detained. You must remember that, by Israel and so forth. And hundreds of other. They say, no, we're preparing the deportation. And that. They play for time, you know. So this type of thing. Jutla means that harami. You must remember that. So that's the second one. And third one, you just carry on fighting. But now, how long are you going to fight? 2 years you went. I mean, that's a karamat itself. You must remember this kind of things here. So now, and you see people, children, all dying of starvation and so forth and all that. So obviously, you know, it's a noble cause, but you have to be practical also. So therefore, in my humble opinion, I can be right, I can be wrong, but inshallah, it is right. I think it was a wonderful strategic move by them, what you call in English, call their bluff. You understand? You want your hostages, we'll give you your hostages. But in return, you have to give us our 1,000. You see that? In return, you have to have a permanent ceasefire. In return, we have to have Palestinians running the show in Gaza, no foreigners. So that is all also they have to accept somehow you must remember this type of things. Netanyahu, you see, even he, in the Haaretz newspaper is written, Trump humiliates Netanyahu, you see. You know what happened there? Haaretz wrote this. They reckon when he had to give that apology to the Prime Minister of Qatar, he had to read from a paper. And one Qatari diplomat was in the meeting there, and he was still listening to everything that they're discussing, Netanyahu and Trump and all the haramis, you see that. So, because they got a lot of money, and Trump is made over money, you know, so these type of things. So, all these things. So, he can use his power to influence him, but you know, if he wants to, that is Trump for Netanyahu and so forth. But you know, now he's no more that powerful like as he thinks he was, you see. The people are fed up of him, 90%, 80% against him, internationally, locally, nationally, and so forth and so on. And then the last point is our Arab regimes and that. They just want, let's start reconstruction and start extracting the oil and the gas and dust and all these kind of things. They are puppets, man. You must remember these type of things. Eh? I mean, if you study Quran, you read Sunnah, then you will know, Wailul lil Arab, authentic hadith, you must remember in Muslim Sharif. So woe to the Arabs, and today you can see. Which Arab country we can say is really promoting, propagating Islam? They all promote their own fiefdom and they'll do this and do this. And remember this golden sentence in Arabic, Alayna an nu'athir wa la nata'athar. Our function duty was that we should influence the lives of others and not get influenced by the others. Now today that is the... We consider that to our greatest success. We put up the big skyscrapers. We bring the sports stars. We bring the prostitutes. We bring the gay people. We bring, you must remember, the films and the movies and cinema and all this. We bring the bikini beaches. So everything which is a disaster in the long term for your youth and your society, that we consider as progress. So how are you going to win like that? And Quran is explicit and clear. Chapter 5, verse 51. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Ay iman walo, oh you believe. 89 times Allah uses this phrase. La tattakhidhu al-yahuda wal-nasara awliya. Do not take the Jews and the Christians to be your friends and your protectors. Ba'aduhum awliya ba'd. They're the friends of one another. Everything became clear now in the Gaza war, whatever you call it, conflict. Then Allah is giving the warning to the Muslims. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ مِنْهُمْ. You befriend them, you take them as your buddies, you give them money, you give them planes, you give them cash, all that. So then you become part and parcel of them. You see? So what bigger wa'id and warning can there be than this? And all those comedians and all that coming in, always remember this verse, Mawzaid. Chapter 9, verses 65-66. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ, if you ask them, why are you doing all this Riyadh show and Riyadh season and thus? So he said, that's Turkey, the harami murtad. He said, we'll cater for everybody. You understand? Men, women, adult, children, for all types of fun and entertainment. What will they say? لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُودُ وَنَلْأَبْ, that this is just amusement and it's jokes and it's fun and games and that. قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَزِوُونَ. You make a mockery of Allah Ta'ala. You make a mockery of Allah's verses, the Quran Sharif. You make a mockery of Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Chapter 9, verse 65. Now chapter 9, verse 66. لا تعتذروا, don't cite any excuses. Because Allah's verdict, not some sheikh or imam or maulana or qari sahab or mufti, no. This is Allah's verdict. لا تعتذروا, don't cite any excuses. قد كفرتم, 100% you kafir, بعد إيمانكم. After, once upon a time you had iman, but now you did all this, so willingly, nobody can tell me that these things happened without the consent of MBS. That's how Saudi Arabia functions. Everything must be given consent, permission from the top. So that is what happens. So on this grounds alone, to call him murtad is valid. You see that? So we must know what is really happening and so forth. Obviously, we must make dua. I'm so happy our South Africans are going and all that. Even last night, they called me from there, you see, some of the brothers and so forth. So very good. We encourage that and so forth. That go for Umrah, but go to Aqsa. And if you don't go for Umrah, you should go to Aqsa. So that is there. Thousands of South Africans are gone for Umrah. But what is the intentions? 90%, 80% holiday, shopping, does that, you see that, competition, that we can go 4, 5, 6, 7 times. So that our intention is all tainted and polluted also. Allah have mercy on us.
Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sap and to our listeners. From us and the team, Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.